These three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives. Returning champion Jack Bramley has already won $8,200. Larry Griffin hopes to better that figure today, but Ted Tamata has other plans for both of them. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you, Rod Roddy. And welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television. And now, let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our champion, Jack. How are you, Jack?
Fine, Peter.
$8,200 richer, right?
How about that?
That was an exciting game.
Yes, it was. Very exciting.
Now, I understand you have some excitement as well. You're waiting to hear about a job.
Yes, I've passed 90% of my tests for the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, and I'm just waiting to be called now for the academy.
To be a sheriff?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's hope it works out for you. Remember,
you.
Jack, I'm your friend.
Okay, I remember that.
Okay. And let's meet our first challenger, Lori. How are you, Lori?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Lori, I understand that you have an unusual, I don't know if it's an occupation, but a hobby?
It's a hobby. I've been a pilot, private pilot now for 10 years. I got my pilot's license when I was just 20 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you fly a
single engine? Single engine, single
engine. Just kind of recreation? That's
fun.
That's fun.
Oh,
great.
It.
Well, this is somewhat like flying and get on
a... Yeah, it sort of is.
A good high experience for you.
Right, kind of scary sometimes.
Yes, it can be. And let's meet our third player, Ted. How are you, Ted?
Fine, Peter.
Ted, where are you from?
I'm from originally from Honolulu, Hawaii, but I've been here for about 26 years now.
You left Honolulu?
I didn't. I was a little young. So I didn't have
came
much
all
of a
the way
choice.
Over, right?
No, I flew.
Right. My arm there, guy. Right. Now, you run some. You run a hotel?
No, I was a gallery director for an art gallery out here, and now I'm a struggling and starving artist.
Well, but you and your wife run a little cat hotel or something?
No, I think, we started adopting all these little stray cats, and I think they go around town now telling what a soft place this is.
So everybody, yeah, go Ted's house, everybody. Great food.
That's great.
All right. Well, I wish all of you the best of luck. You ready?
Yep.
The players, I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will, of course, earn you spins at our big Press Your Luck game board. As you know, the more spins you have, the more money you can win. As you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! You win money, as I did. However, on occasion, you can hit a whammy. If you do that, the little rascal jumps up and takes your total back down to zero. So you want to avoid that like the plague. All right?
All right.
With that in mind, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay, here's the first question. The average American woman doesn't get to her hairdresser every week, or even every 2 weeks. How often does she get her do redone? Ted?
Once a month.
Once a month. That means, in other words, 4 weeks.
Right.
I can't fool me. 4 weeks. Okay. If you are right, Ted, you'll pick up three spins. I'm going to give Ted's answer and two others to Jack and Lori. If they're right, they will earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 weeks? Jack?
I'll say 6 weeks.
Jack will say 6 weeks. We'll go over to Lori to see what she says. You
I'm
should know,
go with
Lori.
Jack, I think it's 6 weeks.
Well, American ladies average a new hairdo every 6 weeks.
Hey!
Pressure was on you, Lori. You had to have it right. All right. We've got Jack picked up a spin, and Lori picks up a spin. Ted's yet to be heard from. But we do have another question, Ted. Don't go away. Here it comes. Fast food restaurants use two colors in much of their advertising and decor because their research tells them these colors help increase the appetite. One of the colors is brown. What is the other, Jack?
I'll say red.
Jack will say red. Is the correct answer red, blue, or orange, Lori?
It's red.
Lori says it's red. Let's see what Ted has to say.
I'll join the group. I'll say it's red also. I'll
say it's red. Well, besides brown, the other color they say whets your appetite is orange.
Yeah.
Wow. Big surprise, right? Well, that means Jack and Lori and Ted all stay where they are, 1-1-0. Here is the third question. Now, you want to pick up more spins because spins means dollars, right? This should be an easy one. How old is President Reagan? Jack?
72.
All right. Is the correct answer 72, 70, or 71, Lori?
72.
Lori says it's 72. Ted, how old do you think he is?
I'm going to say 71.
You're going to say 71? You've been better off saying 72.
All right.
But he is. Jack buzzed in, goes to four. Lori picks up one, goes to two, and Ted It's your last chance. Fourth question, you got to get some spins. What is the main ingredient of Vichyssoise? Jack.
Water.
Water, all right. Is the correct answer water, potato, or cauliflower? Lori?
Cauliflower.
Lori says cauliflower. Let's go to Ted and see what he says.
I will say potatoes.
You will say potato. Well, the main ingredient of Vichyssoise is potato. Ted, you did it. Jack. Caught with a buzzer and hat and empty up here, right?
Yes,
for that question. But you're all right. You got yourself four spins. Lori's got two spins. And Ted comes into the column with one spin. All right, just a moment, players. You're going to have a chance to convert those dollars into big, get those spins into dollars at the Big Stretch of Luck game board. We come back right after this. Players, as you can tell by the applause, we have returned. And as you can see, there are prizes up there. There are surprises up there. There's over $13,000 in cash and a few Emmys on the game board as well. Each spin can bring you up to $1,500. And that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to... Remember, you can pass your remaining spins if you're afraid of the whammy. And everything's at stake each time you spin. Four whammies put you out of the game. Okay? We're going to go to the player who has the fewest spins. That is Ted with one big spin. Ted, remember, you can get yourself... What, $1,250 on one spin? $1,300 on one spin. You ready to do it?
Yep.
I have confidence in you, Ted. Here we go.
Stop
at $500. Right. I was wrong. You can pick up $1,500 on a spin. You picked up $500. Well done, Ted. We're now going to go to Lori, who has two spins. No dollars. Let's see what you can do with two spins, Lori.
Stop
at $470. $30 less than Ted. Second place, one spin. Stop at $400. Lori, $870. First place for the time being, about $370 more than Ted, yet we have not heard from Jack. Are we going to hear from you now, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Four spins.
Okay, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a bracelet. Good. Let's see what the kind of big bucks that is. $550 for a pearl bracelet. That puts you in second place, Jack. Three spins.
Okay, big bucks, and stop.
Ooh, that is not not what you were looking for, Jack, unfortunately, but you
That's
have two
okay.
spins left.
That's all
undaunted,
right.
Jack goes on. $0, one whammy. Here
okay.
we go.
Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,000.
Right.
Not bad, Jack. From zero, third place to first place. $130 more than Lori. First place, one spin. Remember, that first place is awful important. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
I'm going to press on. Going for first place and control.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $300, right. Jack. That puts you at $1,300. We've got Ted at $500. Lori at $870. Jack, you've got this big advantage because you're leading with $1,300. No. Big advantage. We're going to come right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this. Good. Thank you, and now, players, I have got four more questions, and that means four more chances to earn some mighty big spins. And the player with the most money at the end of this round gets to keep it all, come back tomorrow. Now remember, a spin can be worth as much as $5,000 in this round. So these are real important questions. Are you ready for your first one?
Yes. Ready.
Here it comes. Using various numbers of the letter A, what is the highest quality of eggs you can buy? Ted.
Double A.
Double A. All right, if you're right, Ted, you're going to pick up three spins. I'm going to give your answer and two others, obviously, to Jack and Lori. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer double A? A or triple A? Jack?
I'll say double A.
Jack will say double A, and let's go to Lori to see what she says.
Double
A. The best eggs are indeed double A. Everybody picks up spins. Valuable ones at that. Jack gets one. Maury gets one. Ted buzzed in. He goes to three. These are important ones, Ted. You're picking them up. Here we go with the second question. Let's hope this doesn't keep you awake at night. Which South American country produces the most coffee? Ted.
Colombia.
Colombia is the correct answer. Colombia, Chile, or Brazil? Jack?
I believe it's Brazil.
Jack says Brazil. Let's go over to Lori to see what she says.
Colombia.
Colombia. Well, the most coffee comes from Brazil.
All right.
Jack picks up a spin. Goes to two. Lori stays at one. Ted stays at three. Here's the third question. What is the nation's favorite cookie? Ted?
Chocolate chip.
All right. Is the correct answer chocolate chip, Oreo, or Fig Newton, Jack?
Chocolate chip.
Jack says it's chocolate chip. Let's go over to Lori to see what she thinks.
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. Well, our favorite cookie is indeed chocolate chip.
Woo-hoo!
Jack goes to three. Lori goes to two. And Ted picks up three more, goes to six. Three more spins could be worth as much as $15,000. A lot of money. Ted, here we go with our fourth and final question. What meal of the day are Americans most likely to skip? Jack?
Lunch.
Jack says lunch is the correct answer. Lunch? Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast.
And Lori says it's breakfast. Let's see what Ted has to say.
I say it's breakfast.
You say it's breakfast. Well, the most skipped meal is indeed breakfast.
Yeah!
All right, let's see who's there now. Jack's got three spins. Lori goes to three. Ted goes to seven. Well done. Our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner's going to be on Press Your Luck. We come back after this. Don't go away. Okay, players, now all those spins you've earned are going to turn into money, and I mean big money, to the tune of $50,000. That's what we've got up there on that board just waiting to be won. And also we've got the whammy, so don't forget about that. Pick up four of those and you're out of the game. He comes and takes away your money, even if you pick up one, so you want to be careful. All right, let's take a look at monies. We've got Ted at $500, Lori at $870. Jack, you were in first position with $1,300, which means you get to sit back and relax. You're really in control, deciding where you want to go. You get to wait until Ted and Lori play before you really get to move. So that's an important place. You sit back and relax. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. That's Ted. He's got the most spins, however. There's not many whammies up here, so it can be a wide-open game. Ted, are you ready?
I am ready.
Seven spins and $500. Third place for the moment.
Stop.
$2,000. Only for the moment, Ted. $2,500, six spins. You're in first place by $1,200. What's your plan?
My luck, Peter.
Gonna keep going.
Let's go for some big bucks.
All right.
Stop.
Stop at $2,000. Ted, that's $4,500. Well into first place. Five spins left. No whammies yet.
I'm gonna press my luck.
All right,
let's
we do not want a whammy, Ted. Stay away from those whammies.
Stop
at $2,500. Ted, you're definitely in a row. $7,000, $5,700 more than Jack. Four spins left. You've yet to get a whammy, Ted.
I feel really good. I got to go one more time.
One more time for $7,000.
Stop.
Stop at $750, and you picked up a spin, Ted. Well done. You averted that whammy. $7,750. Still have, you have four spins. Obviously, first place. You've yet to hit a whammy. He's lurking out there. I don't know what I do in your position. One more again. $7,750. Ted, oh, I don't want to see a whammy.
Stop.
$1,000. You beat it. Right away to go, Ted. $8,750. Three spins left. What are you going to do now?
I think I'm ready to pass.
You're going to pass? All right, they get passed to Jack. This is the player with the next highest amount of money. Jack, they're yours in the pass column. You sit back and relax. Contemplate those spins that Ted gave you, because we've yet to hear from Lori. $870, three spins, third place for the moment. You saw how fast Ted did it. Let's see if you can do it, Lori. Here we go.
Stop
at $600. Puts you in the four figures, Lori. $1,470, two spins left. Third place. Want to get to second place? Oh, no! Had to happen. You only had one whammy up to now. It had to happen. You've got no dollars, but you still have one spin left. Only one whammy, please. That's quite sufficient, I think. Thank you. One spin, you can still make some money, Lori. Want to go for it?
Sure.
All right, let's pick up the $5,000 a spin. Let's do it.
Stop!
Oh, no! Lori, I'm sorry. No dollars, no spins left.
Oh, well.
We're going to go over to Jack, who has $1,300, three spins that he must take before you can even consider the other three. All right, you've got a lot of catching up to do, Jack. You're a lucky guy.
Okay, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $2,000. Right. That's big. $3,300, two more spins you've got to take, Jack. You still got about $5,000 less than Ted.
Stop.
Stop at $500 and the spin. That's $3,800. We'll take that spin you earned and put it in the earned column for four. One more, you got to get by.
Okay. $3,800. Stop. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop it. Big bucks. The largest amount on the board. $4,000, Jack. $7,800. You picked up a spin. Now, Jack, you've got five spins in the earned column. You've got about $1,000 less than Ted. Five spins. What's your plan?
Gotta press my luck.
Gonna press on.
Gotta
one.
Press my luck.
A whammy. Don't want a whammy. $7,800.
Big bucks. Save. Big bucks. Stop.
Oh, no.
I'm
oh.
ready. Bring that hockey. I want
it. Jack. Well, two whammies, no dollars, but most important, you still have four spins left. You saw how much you could pick up with a couple spins. Four's a lot. Ted's waiting. Jack, are you ready?
Gotta go.
Here we go.
Okay, big bucks, stop.
Oh! Get him out of your system, Jack. All right, now we've got a dilemma, Jack.
Onwards.
Here's where it goes. You
onwards.
You have three whammies. One more whammy puts you out of the game, and more importantly, it makes Ted the champ. He's got $8,750. You have three whammies. You have three spins. You can take the spins in hopes that you avert the whammy and make more money than Ted. Or you can take those three spins, pass them to Ted in hopes that he whammies and winds up with zero. If he does, all three of you wind up coming back. You've got a little decision process going on. I know it's difficult. Three whammies. What's your plan?
I'm going to pass him over to Ted.
You're going to pass him. Jack takes those spins, passes him to Ted. You've got three you've got to take, Ted. Strategy on Jack's part. Let's see what happens. $8,750 at stake.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Whammy takes him to zero. Money makes him a champ. $500 so far, so good, Ted. That's $9,250.
Okay.
Two more spins, Jack. Ted, rather. Jack's watching, too. Two more. $9,250 at stake. We don't want to win. Stop at $1,000. Ted. All you need is one, Ted. You've got $10,250.
Okay.
If on this spin you can avert the whammy, you become the new champion, and you will have earned it. This is a tough game. $10,250. Jack, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ted, are you ready?
Let's go.
Spin.
Big
a
bucks.
Whammy gives us a three-way tie.
Stop
at $500 and spin. But it's not over, Ted. It's not over because you've got yourself. You picked up a spin. It's $10,750. One spin left. You can pass it, however, if you do. You can pass it to either Lori or Jack, or you can take it yourself. What's your plan?
I think I'm going to pass it to...
Who are you going to pass it to?
I'm going to pass it to... Jack.
To Jack. Turn about a fair play. Ted passes to Jack. One spin, Jack. You know what you got to get. You have got to get at least another spin to keep going. A whammy doesn't matter. It puts you out of the game anyways. Ted is ready. $10,750. You need something with an additional spin.
All righty. Come on, spins. Come on, spins. Stop.
$1,000 ain't not enough, Jack. Ted is our champion. $10,750. What a game. Ted, you did it. You earned the most spins in round two. Those seven big spins. We're going to be right back to find out exactly what you've won after this. Congratulations.
Touch it. Feel.
Some member of our studio audience will receive from Skyway Luggage the new stretchable his or her four-pocket Sky Pack, the garment bag to go on the plane with you. Handsome luggage from Skyway. And now back to beer and fresh your luck.
With today's big press your luck winner, Ted, it's all in cash, a grand total of $10,750. Congratulations. And Ted, you really earned it. You answered the most questions in round two. You picked up seven spins. Remember I said spins turned into dollars?
Yeah.
They certainly did for
you.
$10,750. Pays to answer those questions. And Jack, our departing champion with $8,250, correct?
Oh, it's
$8,200. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck on that job.
Thank
you for being
much.
With us. Lori, you played it well. I want to thank you. We've got some nice prizes for you.
Great.
Thanks for
thank
being
you.
With us. All right. And we're going to see tomorrow Ted. Until then, remember, roses are red, violets are blue. Call on the whammy, he'll sock it to you. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. 4 gallons of super scrubbable TruTest Easy Care Latex Flat Wall and Trim Finish for walls and woodwork. Only at True Value Hardware Stores. Plus Pro Drops Tooth Polish with a special stain removal formula invented by a dentist to help keep teeth their whitest. And introducing new Flare Trim Decorative Borders for painted walls. Now you can turn any painted room into a showcase inexpensively. Also, Heath Candy Bars, introducing Pecan Clusters, a special candy bar from the Candy Specialist. If it isn't special, it isn't Heath, the Candy Specialist. Plus, heavyweight brick oven black steel bakeware. Exclusive carbonite finish won't rust, warp, chip, or peel. Brick oven bakeware, professional quality for serious cooks. And introducing Ragu Pizza Quick Complete Kit for homemade pizza. Just open a box, hit Pizza Quick Kit, and open your own pizzeria.
Tonight, she was one of Hollywood's sexiest stars, but fame had its price and she had the heartaches. Linda Carter stars as Rita Hayworth, the love goddess. Tonight at 9, 8 Central and Mountain.
This is Rob Roddy speaking for Be Light.